Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me, and we have Casey and Jerry the Diver Guy on via the web. And guys,
Yee-ho.
Yes, hey, I got to come clean, or at least I want to share a little bit more of my story that might help you. Are you ready? You know, I had open heart surgery a couple months ago. And I'm recovering real well. There's been a little, there has been something that's been going on behind the scenes that I haven't shared with all you guys just yet. And I figure it's
not nice.
Well, here's the deal. I had one little scare, scare is not the right word, but concern. Because one of the things after open heart surgery, they tell you, you got to be careful you don't have blood clots in your legs. You know, after any kind of surgery, circulation or whatever. I don't know why, but they said to be on the lookout for this, right? And sure enough, about 3 weeks after the surgery, I started having an issue with my right foot feeling numb. And I kept it to myself, scheduled some consultations with the doctors and that kind of thing, and was hoping it was nothing until I talked to my family physician, and he said, well, let's send you to the neurologist and make sure you haven't had a stroke. And I'm like, have you heard my show? Sounds like I've had a stroke. Yeah. Anyway, so... you know, that did concern me quite a bit, and I went to the neurologist. They poked and prodded me and stuff and sent me through some tests, make sure. Says, well, I don't think it has anything to do with your surgery. There is some kind of nerve numbness going on here that, you know, maybe we can fix it for you or see what we can do. Let's schedule some more tests. But we don't think it has anything really to do with the surgery. And he's making some notes. He looks over at me as I'm sitting in the chair with my legs crossed like a girl. And he goes, you sit like that all the time? And I'm like, well, yeah.
No.
I didn't say it like that, CJ. And he goes, you don't want to do that.
Big boy.
Yeah. He said, you don't want to cross your legs like that. He says, there's a nerve on the side of your right knee there that you're pressing up against that I have a feeling that could be your problem right there.
Did he whack your knee with a mallet?
Actually, he used more of like a taser kind of thing. And I said...
Greg.
Yeah, Jerry.
It's just lazy-itis coming out.
Lazy-itis, I don't know. But if nothing else, you know, it's worked. And I think we found the problem.
CJ, rub his leg.
I got to quit sitting like a girl. No, he doesn't need to rub my leg.
Did you have to hike your skirt up so you could check out your legs?
Well, yeah, that would just be... that would be crude. Oh, jeez. Anyway, let's bring on somebody who really knows what's going on. He is a... he's a super diver, but he also happens to be a cardiologist. So Dr. Doug Ebersol is with us right now. Doug, how are you, buddy?
I'm pretty good. Glad to see you feeling better.
I am feeling really good, especially now that I've gotten this little... my leg feels fine. You know, my foot's waking up now.
You're sitting like a girl.
Well, I'm not sitting like a girl anymore. So that was probably
maybe
a habit.
Maybe you should take off the stilettos.
It's a tough crowd there,
Doug. You did it now, man.
You've got a tough crowd there.
Yes, exactly. But, you know, I'm used to it. I can take it. And you know, if anyone else listening can learn from my feminine mistakes, then, you know.
Greg the Dive Mistress.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. Is that a common problem? Do you see that in your office, Doug, or no?
Yeah, a lot of things you get some pressure neuropathies from the way people are positioned. Oftentimes, with with surgery you went through, they've got to be very careful just how they position your body during the surgery.
Yeah.
Because you're in a certain position for several hours and people get a neuropathy just from that.
Right.
But yeah, there's common things along the outside of the legs that if people either, you know, are inactive or laying in bed for a long time or something can cause some pressure.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard of it necessarily with crossing your legs like a girl, but I guess that would probably do it as well.
Well, you know, I'm kind of a trendsetter in ways that I would prefer not to be. Anyway, it's working for me by not crossing my legs, and it's been a habit that I've had to kind of kick. You know, and I don't know, maybe the medication, maybe the surgeries made, exacerbated the problem for me. But there you know, if you see a guy sitting like a girl, hey, quit it. And, you know, I'm not judging, you know, if it's okay, but you might be, you just know there's a little nerve there on the outside of your knee.
I can't even do that.
Well, that maybe that's what it is. I lost some weight and then I could easily cross my legs like that and I started doing it. And it created a problem for me. So anyway, that actually
could be it. If you lost some weight, that the nerve would be a little bit closer to the skin, so the pressure would be a little bit more likely to cause a problem than if you were a little heavier. So mm-hmm. may have been that with losing enough weight after the surgery, it caused to happen now when it wouldn't happening, you know, for the years beforehand.
Right.
And the problem with nerves is they take a long time to get better, so it wouldn't be uncommon at all for it to take, you know, several weeks to get better, even after you stopped. The insult.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I was, it's been about 2.5 weeks now and my, the effects are going away. So I'm feeling very good about that. And everything else was great. I mean, I'm walking like 5 miles a day, even jogging a little bit here and there. Now they have told me to wait 6 months. My cardiologist team or, you know, doctors and stuff here in Orlando, Dr. Doug's down there in Lakeland, and he's been nice enough to consult and offer some services for me. I appreciate it. And he's a diver. So, you know, I was like, if they say something I'm not real excited about, I can call Dr. Doug and say, hey, are they idiots or what? And he says, of course they are. I know everything.
I wouldn't say that.
No, I'm kidding. But the thing is that, you know, you have that background of diving, which a lot of medical professionals in this field don't necessarily know the specifics. And my team did say, you know, they'd like me to wait 6 months. And I've heard that from a couple other people. Eric Douglas, our friend, they kind of told him he had a 5-way bypass. He only had one. And they kind of told him to at least wait 6 months. But he kind of told me he wasn't really even ready physically, he felt. He hasn't bounced back as quickly as I have, just being over a couple months. But I feel like I could do anything at this point, but they'd like me to wait. So, I mean, what do we know about that, Doug? What do you think?
Basically, there's a couple of aspects to returning to diving. The first thing with any kind of surgery is recovering from the surgery itself, which in your case, since they had to cut through the sternum, that bone has to heal, and just like any other bone, if you break a bone, it takes, you know, 6 to 8 weeks to heal. You'd want that to heal up, you know, fully before you get back in the water and have to be lifting tanks and so forth, just for the stress on the chest wall and so forth. So the first thing would be at least to wait that long. Then there's the second aspect is simply your conditioning. Some people are in better or worse condition before the operation, and some people have the operation make them more or less debilitated afterwards. In your particular case, you were pretty active beforehand, and it wasn't a real big operation for you in that you're only in the hospital a couple days. It was a single artery bypass graft, mm-hmm. and you've gotten back to normal activities and walking and jogging and so forth very quickly. So if you wanted to push it, you could probably verify that you've got good exercise tolerance on stress testing and get back to diving sooner. But there's absolutely no reason at all, you know, to push things. If you're comfortable waiting for DEMA, waiting for 6 months, that's very, very reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of you know, how safe. Some people who dive for a living, you know, if they're professionals and they say, like, I need to get back to diving because I need to teach and so forth and so on, they're trying to push it a little bit the other direction, and we basically try to see how their rehab is coming and get them back in the water as soon as we can and so forth, obviously.
Well, you know, lifting tanks and stuff like that, I plan to use this excuse at least for a year for everybody I dive with. Oh, I can't lift those. No way. But
Doc, how is pressure at depth and things? How does that affect this situation?
Yeah, it really doesn't because the pressures, you know, the everything in your body is fluid, other than, you know, the air spaces like your lungs and your GI tract and so forth. So all the heart is blood, and it's all going to be liquid. So the pressure isn't going to have a major impact. It's not going to change any volume or put any extra stress per se on the bypass graft or on the heart itself. The issue would simply be one of physical activity underwater, worker breathing, trying to breathe through a regulator. So all those things that you want to just be in good shape, just like you would anyway. Mm-hmm. But the actual pressure itself isn't going to cause a problem for the heart itself. As long as you've got good exercise tolerance and your heart muscle functions normal. The other thing you have to be aware of is if people have a heart attack or have bypass surgery and their heart muscle is weak, you have to worry about the fluid shifts with going underwater.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you've got to be careful what's going in the
because
right way.
Because what can happen is it basically puts about 500 cc's of fluid into your chest and can make you go into heart failure.
We don't want that. No.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Bula Vinaka, I'm Maggie Khan of Matava Eco Resort, Nadeva Kandavu, south of the Pacific Islands in Fijoye. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to scuba diving. And now here's a guy, I got liquored up enough to put on a grass skirt. Greg the Dive Master.
Greg, you wicked girl.
Hey, my legs aren't crossed. I'm not sitting like a girl anymore.
That's awesome.
But it's hard not to when you're wearing
grass
a grass skirt.
And stilettos. I knew it.
Well, you know, you got to do is what the Islanders do, I think. I'm just trying to fit in.
You know, when you're wearing that grass skirt, stay away from the tiki torch.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Dr. Doug Ebersol is our guest right now. He's a cardiologist and super diver. And am I giving you the props correctly, Doug? I don't really know what to say to you because he really has a wealth of information that a lot of divers can use. So I'm joking around, but he really knows your stuff. He really knows a lot of stuff that we need to pay attention to, and obviously is a serious, serious issue for divers and, staying healthy while they're enjoying their favorite pastime. And these heart issues, not just for me, but for everybody. I'd say it's like the fastest growing segment of incidents for diving accidents out there now,
right.
I believe.
As you know, the diving population is aging, and probably 25% of deaths underwater are probably for people over the age of maybe 35.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 25% are cardiac related.
Yeah.
So you know, they all go down as a drowning, you know, or as a scuba diving death. And I jokingly say, if you have the same kind of problem and drop dead on the 17th fairway, you don't get logged as a golfing death.
Right.
If anything happens underwater, you get logged as a scuba diving death. So you have to be careful of that.
Yeah.
But no, it's a big deal. I'm one of the cardiology consultants to Dan, so I get lots of these fitness to dive kind of questions and some other things. I've talked to you before about PFOs and holes in the heart we've fixed and some other issues like that. But to complete the thought right before we went to break, anytime you go underwater, you get a shunting of blood from the periphery, from your arms and your legs, into your chest, and it's about 500 to 700 cc's. And for most people, that's not a big deal. But if your heart muscle were to be weak from significant damage from a heart attack, that could put you into congestive heart failure in the water, which obviously would be a life-threatening kind of problem. So that's the reason we recommend people have good exercise tolerance, good heart muscle function before they return to diving.
Right. Now, we had mentioned this before on the air about this Bruce protocol on the stress test. They, Eric Douglas, you know, we talked to him about this, and that was the threshold they at least wanted him to perform at a certain level during that test. And then his doctors would say, okay, you're good for diving. In my case, when I approached my cardiologist about it, she said, well, look, you have done so well on your recovery already, I could put you up here and you'd pass it now, but I really don't want to give you a false sense of security that you're ready to go dive, especially at depth. And I said, well, why would it really matter how deep we go? And that's where I think she's not real familiar with the, you know, whether it's 20 or 60 feet, it really isn't going to affect things because it's a liquid situation. And she's just erring on the side of being conservative. However, I mean, the part about my sternum being cracked open, I mean, I still feel that. I can even, you know, if, God help me if I have to sneeze or something still. I mean, that's kind of a, like, whoa, hey, ouch, you know?
And, right. So before you start carrying heavy tanks and stuff on your back, you definitely want to make sure that's healed up for sure.
Yeah,
but
sure.
You're right. With most, you know, physicians are trained to, you know, above all, do no harm. So if someone is uncomfortable with a particular scenario like diving and so forth, they're going to obviously recommend you not do it for a longer period of time. They're going to be more cautious than cavalier, and that's the proper thing to do, because obviously we're supposed to be looking out for the best interest of our patients. So I'm sure she's just trying to look out for your best interest and try to make things as safe for you as possible.
Of course. Yeah. Now, what do you say to people when they, I know you get this all the time, like, what can I do to keep my keep me from having this happen, you know, like, whether it's diet, is it exercise, is, do we really know? I mean, my case, you know, there's some hereditary issues that played into my particular situation and family history and that kind of stuff. And there's not a whole lot you can do about that. But as far as diet, you know, right after the surgery I had, they put me on like a very low sodium diet, even though in my particular case, also my blood pressure wasn't an issue. But for many people that is. And it was kind of related to that. And after surgery, he said, well, we're going to put you on a real low sodium diet. And that was a nightmare for me, by the way.
Yeah. Those are very difficult to tolerate. The main people who will benefit from that, it's questionable whether people with high blood pressure actually benefit from that. There's a subset that definitely do and a subset that probably doesn't. But the main issue there is going to be for water retention, so fluid retention. So if people, again, have a weakened heart muscle and so forth, you want to be careful of fluid. Probably in your case, just because you actually just had an artery graft. You didn't even have your leg. They didn't even take a vein from your leg, so it wouldn't even be an issue there. But so for you, that's probably not as big of an individual need as opposed to probably just kind of a blanket recommendation, you know, upon leaving the hospital, just usual discharge kind of things.
And that's
so for
what
you
they
as an individual, that probably wasn't as big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest risk factors are simply advancing age, which obviously we can't fix that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, family history. And family history is defined as a first-degree relative, a parent or a sibling, having heart disease at a young age, like males under, let's say, the age of 50 or so, women under the age of 60 or so. So if your both grandparents died at age 80 of heart attacks, that's not a family history. Mm-hmm. If every male member of your family's had a heart attack at 50, that's obviously a strong family history.
Right.
The other things that we can go after are cholesterol, obviously, smoking, hypertension, and diabetes. So if people have those kind of risk factors, it's very important to get those under control and being very, very aggressive. The lower the cholesterol, the better. We've not yet found a level of cholesterol that is too low. In other words, there's the lower it goes, the lower the risk. We've not found an area where if you get it even lower than this, the risk starts to go back up.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be what's called kind of a J point on the curve, where it starts to go back up like the base of a J. So the lower the better on things like that. And basically, anybody who's had bypass surgery should probably be on a statin, because regardless of what their cholesterol was, it was obviously too high for them because they had to have bypass surgery.
Right.
So, you know, being very aggressive with that. And then, you know, antiplatelet therapy, a baby aspirin a day, that sort of thing. So in your particular case, assuming, you know, blood pressure is not a problem, diabetes is not a problem, smoking is not a problem, it'd just be a matter of an aspirin a day, trying to lower your cholesterol as low as possible without side effects from the medication, and then knowing what you're looking for. Now that you know that you know, that symptom that you were thinking was probably GI related, you now know that was probably cardiac related.
Right.
So just having a very, you know, low threshold to kind of to know if that starts to come back to get seen right away. So those kind of things, and then just routine follow up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can eat Mexican, and I just have to know that you know, that indigestion is indeed indigestion. I just have to double check it a little bit more now, but
so
I'm all good.
Talking about medicine,
yeah.
I mean, is there any kind of medicine that you need to watch when you're diving?
Any kind of metal?
That's actually that'd be a good question for after the break.
Okay.
I hear the break in the background. Yeah, I'll be glad to hang on and go over that for you.
Dr. Doug is a pro. He knows how to work this radio thing well. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio. Boom ba da, boom ba da da.
I got to tell you, you know, Dr. Doug here is causing a firestorm of chatting going on. Like, hey, what about these drugs? We're on statins and all this stuff. And, you know, CJ, even in the studio, Dr. Doug is talking to me about, like, hey, should I be taking this baby aspirin stuff too?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
There's a, I'll give you a couple of things. First off, if you ask about drugs and diving, that's probably one of, if not the biggest question that gets called to the Dan medics. The first thing to be aware of is we don't have a whole lot of information. A lot of these drugs have never been tested under pressure, so we don't really know what they do or don't do under pressure. But in general, if somebody calls and says, can I dive on such and such a medication, the bigger question is, why are you taking the medicine as opposed to the medicine itself? So
Right. Frequently
it's the disease process that's making you take the medicine that is a bigger concern
mm-hmm.
than actually the medication itself. They usually would anything that could potentially, if you have a disease process, seizures, something like that, that could cause you to lose consciousness underwater. That's a problem, obviously.
Right.
If you ask, can you breathe on, or can you take an inhaler for your asthma before diving? The question is, well, if your asthma is not controlled enough that you require inhalers before diving, you probably shouldn't be diving with your asthma.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those sorts of things come up. So it's more the disease process than the medication.
Yeah.
If you're going to start a new medication, the recommendation is to take it topside for a few days or a few weeks to make sure you're not going to have side effects, because what you don't want to do is be diving, have a side effect from the medicine, then be unclear if that was a diving-related accident, a DCS, or if it's a side effect from the medicine. So usually you want to take things for a while before going diving with it, and otherwise most medications can be taken safely.
Yeah, well,
as
I mean,
far as CJ's,
I was going to say, you're going to bring up the baby aspirin thing, because that's
right. So
common now, I guess, right?
Right. It's fine to dive with baby aspirin. So it's actually fine to dive on blood thinners. You know, people worry about diving on Coumadin or some of the new ones you hear on TV, but Could you, if you are diving on aspirin or if you're diving on a true blood thinner, you could obviously have some bleeding issues, but it'd be very, very unlikely to be a life-threatening problem. So it's not a contraindication by any stretch of the imagination.
There you go. Excellent. Great stuff, Dr. Doug Ebersole, my cardiologist, super diving friend. God bless him. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
It's a symbiotic relationship. I'm a mighty great white shark lemon, and you are a remora clinging to me with your suction cup head. I give you a free ride, and in exchange, you eat my parasites.
Baby, there's a shark in the water. There's something underneath my bed. Oh, please believe I said, baby, there's a shark in the water. I caught them barking at the moon. Better be soon.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ in the studio with me. Jerry the Diver Guy. Casey also connected via the web. And Dr. Doug is with me. And you know, you spend a lot of time with us today, Dr. Doug. So I don't want to monopolize your time. But I got to at least ask you, have you been doing some diving lately? I know you travel quite a bit. We got to talk about the fun stuff. I don't want to bring you on and make you work for a half an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's actually like I told you before when you called a couple days ago, I'm actually was going to be diving today, but the seas are up in South Florida. Yo, I am I'm an active diver. I've been diving since the 70s. I teach rebreathers. I teach trimix diving. I cave dive, all that sort of thing. So, in fact, I'm going cave diving tomorrow. But, yeah, no, I've been diving South Florida quite a bit the last couple of months, teaching some rebreather classes. I was teaching a CCR trimix class. This year I've been fortunate enough to lecture at a meeting in Bonaire and do the rebreather event Interspace at Dive Tech in Grand Cayman in May.
Yeah, okay.
My wife and I are going down to Turks and Caicos for her birthday next month. So I've been very, very fortunate to get to travel. It's been great.
Yes.
And we had a trip to Indonesia in April as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you got to come on and just talk about some of your diving things as opposed
Absolutely.
To all this. I mean, because you don't want to talk shop on the weekend, I'm guessing. You want to talk about
Absolutely
diving.
Absolutely not. Exactly. And you need to come next time you get ready for doing your next rebreather dive. You need to give me a call. I'll take you for your first rebreather dive post-bypass surgery.
Yes. Well, we will make that happen for sure. Casey, I think had a question. Yeah.
Well, he needs to call in from some of these places and tell us what it's about.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, we'll make that happen for sure. Well, and we'll do that rebreather thing. I got a lot of new things on my list. You know,
absolutely.
To hook us up with a free class.
Well, I don't know if we need to hit him up that way, but
we can do that. We can probably make something work.
Well, see, he's too generous, and I appreciate it.
Here we
it,
go, yeah. All the freebies.
Well, that's I apologize for my crew, Doug, but what
not a problem.
But I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. You're doing great work, and just go out and have some fun. If you can't dive
good.
Today,
I'm glad to see you doing well.
Yes, thank you. And
hey, one last thing for Dr. Doug.
Yeah,
I would say that overall cardio is the biggest thing for divers. People should get their walking or bike riding or what back up before they get back in the water.
Well, absolutely. You know, I got this new Fitbit thing, and I've actually earned about 50 steps since the beginning of the show.
Bravo.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm actually moving.
He's been shaking his phone.
No,
it's hard on those stilettos, I'm telling you.
Oh, well, you know, when I quit crossing my legs, I actually has me, you know, moving them around.
You need to stop going there. You're
just
leaving yourself open for terrible things.
Just remember, Greg, you don't want to cross your legs, but you are still behaving like a lady.
Well,
you don't want to be rude.
Well,
anyway, back to diving.
Well, you know.
Thank you, Casey.
I'm trying.
I think CJ's just mad because, you know, the grass skirt when I'm not crossing my legs, he's getting.
Oh, come on. Let him wear it once in a while.
He's under the fan.
Yeah.
And I'm getting a show I don't want.
Just flash him and be done with
it. Well, I was been waiting.
Oh, he has been.
Throw me a dollar bill or two. I've already.
You know, if you'd loosen up the strings in that grass skirt, CJ could wear it with you.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, anyway,
let's go on with diving.
Back to diving.
Yeah.
Greg, I'm going to give you such a pinch.
Just stop it. Just stop it now.
That's what the stone crab says.
Oh, you guys. You kids today, I'll tell you. But anyway, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, when you have a life event like what I've unfortunately had to go through a couple months ago, I got to tell you, it does make you evaluate your whole regimen.
So, Greg, you're going to do the dive pool in Vegas at DEMA.
Yeah.
And what are you looking at for your, what do you want to go diving for your first adventure when you get back into it 100%?
Well, I'll tell you.
Of course he wants to go diving with me.
Well, of course, Jerry the Diver. I want all you guys, anyone listening.
I mean, a real adventure, Jerry, not a pond up north.
Well, I'm telling you right now, we've been talking about setting up not one, but two or three liveaboard trips next year with Explore Ventures. We may be able to make that announcement here right before the DEMA show, which, by the way, it's, you know, we're about a month away from DEMA right now.
Oh, I'm locked and loaded. Jerry's locked and loaded.
Yeah, we're going to have a great old time. Yeah, Jerry has never been to Vegas. That's a whole other issue.
This.
Yeah.
We have been discussing this behind the scenes.
That's right.
And we are ready to go.
Yeah.
By the way, we'd like to know what the budget is for Scuba Radio for us to gamble.
The heck with the gambling.
Hey,
what about the liquor deal?
There is no limit on either one
gamble,
of those.
Greg gets half of your winnings.
Scuba Radio should give us an allowance.
I allow you to gamble and drink as much as possible in Las Vegas because I want to watch the show. I might have to curtail my efforts in that regard just a tad.
Make sure it goes on Greg's bill.
Well, I don't know about that. Just make sure I can document it with video and blackmail material.
We'll have to go to each bar and ask the waitress, does Scuba Radio run a tab here?
Yeah, they say, oh, they were banned from these premises years ago. Yeah, but, you know, look, we have some big dive trips planned. You know, first of all, you know, it'll be our 20-year anniversary of Scuba Radio. Woo-hoo! So I am planning some major adventures next year, whether it's the liveaboard trips. We've thrown Grenada out there, maybe even getting back to Fiji in a couple
weeks. We
need
to go to Caribbean.
Yeah, well, just a lot of traveling is what I'm hoping to do, and I'm trying to conserve my energy right now a little bit before DEMA, because we'll sit down with a lot of our friends at the DEMA show and hopefully set up these schedules for 2017.
A quick and easy trip would be over to the Bahamas, and we could just do the Road to Atlantis and some other, you know, fairly easy dives, but gorgeous clear water.
Yeah. Well, the Bahamas are definitely on the agenda for sure. And, you know, the thing is we have a very busy schedule plan. Now, I'm kind of laying low right now, so I haven't scheduled anything, you know, obviously since the surgery, and decided, okay, I'm going to just lay low for the rest of the year here. And like I said, my cardiologist wants me to wait till February 1st before I start doing real serious diving.
We'll break
again.
You in at DEMA.
Yes. Well, and we're going to do this. You know, what's cool about the pool dive, I mean, yeah, it's only 4 feet deep, and, you know, it's not going to be much of a challenge on the diving side.
So you're saying you're not going to need a safety stop?
Well, no, I probably will.
Well, he
one.
Might.
I probably will do one at 15 inches.
The grass skirt gets hung up in the drain.
Oh, quit it. But really, the idea is to create just a fun photo op with everybody from the industry to come together and just show support that not necessarily me, but anybody who has a challenge, you know, especially when it comes to a health-related issue like this. You know, it doesn't keep you out of the water. You can come back from it. You can do this. And I'll tell you, one of the many humbling things that I have heard from as far as from people in the industry and friends of the show and that stuff is how many people have went through this before. I didn't know. You know, I've known these guys for years and like, oh, yeah, I had a five-way 3 years ago. I had a heart attack, you know, 10 years ago, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? And, you know, you never think.
I think you'll be amazed at the overwhelming amount of people that are going to come up and shake your hand and share stories.
Well, exactly. And I'm sure you are correct. And like I said, if there's anything I want to do with this dive that we do at the DEMA show is just draw attention that if you find yourself dealing with this, first of all, there's many people that have went through it. And if they can do it, you'll get through it as challenging as it may be. And don't lose hope in that regard.
Are we going to build this into some new swag for Scuba Radio, like maybe a heart with a dive flag on it?
Well, actually, what we're doing, we're going to work a deal with our friends from Vivid Picks. And if you download their software, it's actually active today. The official thing will go out next week on scubaradio.com and circulate through our social media channels. However, if you download their software, which is a picture fix type of software for above ground and underwater photos, which is what really makes it truly unique, they'll give you 10% off with the special Scuba Radio DH code. And I'll give you all this details in a few days, and we'll have it up ready here in a few days. But
very cool.
But basically, you'll get 10% off, and they'll donate 10% to Dive Heart, which is a great organization that helps people with challenging physical abilities so they can go diving.
I bet people will come up to Greg and say, "Greg, this is great what you're doing with your awareness."
Yeah.
And I used to cross my legs all the time until I heard your show.
Wow.
Now I'm aware of the danger. I'm not going to cross my legs anymore.
Nobody signed.
Wants to call me a girly
Debbie.
Boy.
Yeah.
I want to know one thing.
What?
That y'all got me deep.
I tried to get it back to scuba, folks. I did.
No
I
chance.
Tried to get it back
no
to scuba,
chance.
Folks.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
How many times have you heard your diver friends say it's been a while since their last dive? Let your buddies know how easy they can get back in the water with the all-new PADI Reactivate program. Reactivate is designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water by refreshing fundamental skills and dive principles. Reactivated divers will receive a PADI replacement certification card, and you get your dive buddy back. Contact your local PADI dive center, resort, or instructor to refresh your scuba skills with PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I do like the water.
Water and fish. If you paid half as much attention to me as you do those fish, I'd be the happiest wife in Flatbush.
Give me some water. Cause I shot a man on the Mexican border. Cuckoo water.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Casey and Jerry the Diver Guy are connected via the web with me. CJ has been banned from the studio after the last segment. I told him, get the hell out.
Oh, my God. Couldn't banned.
Yes. I can only tolerate so much. My heart can't take this. You know?
I
mean, come on.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
No, I got to look out for myself.
CJ's a great guy.
I got to set up boundaries. And he was violating.
Well, you should have stuck your legs under the boundary.
Well, you know, it's a grass skirt. There's only so much I can cover.
He was just trying to massage your foot.
Oh, just stop it. All right, let's go to the phone. I think I got Big Wave Dave on via the phone there. Dave, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, so are you at the grounds?
Save us, Dave.
Are you there at the Cocoa Beach, or I mean the Coconut Grove Seafood Fest as we speak, or are you doing some other stuff today?
You know, I'm here right now, and thousands of people here for the Beer Fest today.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Today is Beer Fest, and tomorrow is Seafood Fest. So today, people are there. Are you like guarding the pool, the Go Dive Now pool there? Make sure the
Make sure there's no bomb swimming.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey man, let's go. This beer's awesome. Let's go swimming. Yeah, you got to set up some security, and that's what Dave has to do couldn't happen. That might happen. But tomorrow is the Coconut Grove Seafood Fest down there in Key Biscayne. Right. And now there's a lot of stuff going on. Do a lot of people that go to the Beer Fest go to the Seafood Fest, or have you been able to figure that much out, Dave? What do you think?
Yeah, well, this is our first year, so I have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow, but today's kind of an insane day.
Yeah.
It'd be a different crowd tomorrow, so it should be good.
Right, right. And Weiland is going to be there tomorrow. Now, we were trying to connect with him today, but couldn't get his phone working for some reason. So
does it work underwater, Greg?
Well, it might. We'll find out. I'm going to go down there tomorrow, and I'm going to be there, and I'll talk to Weiland, and we'll find out. But what I've heard and what he told me as we were trying to set up to connect today that he's planning to paint something underwater in the pool. Is that right, Dave, or do you know?
Yeah, that's the plan. Where Coke has donated all their 50-gallon drums with syrup in it. Well, no syrup now, to paint underwater to help reclaim like people's rainwater. So tomorrow we're going to have that going on, I hope, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but how is that going to work with him painting underwater? Do you have any idea, or is this all news to you?
Obviously, he'll use watercolor.
They've done it before.
Oh, okay.
And supposedly it works. We'll find out tomorrow. If not, well, there'll be no diving in the pool. It'll be that rule. But no, it should work fine tomorrow.
Yeah. All right. Well, see.
Waylon's an exceptional artist.
I'm sure he knows what's going on. I mean, but yeah, it's a rain collecting, you know, barrel or something, and they're going to paint it. In the Go Dive Now pool tomorrow at the Coconut Grove Seafood Festival. It ought to be a fun thing.
Oh, by the way, it's the Cayman.
No.
The Go Dive Now pool.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, the Coconut Grove Seafood Fest is what it's called.
Yeah, it's like today's a beer fest, and it's, like, pretty insane out here. And, tomorrow we'll see what happens.
Right. But it's the Cayman Go Dive Now pool. Yeah, I got you there. Yeah.
So, Dave, what day have you got us scheduled to be in the pool at DEMA?
Oh, yeah. Do we have that locked down for the dive at the DEMA show
we're
yet?
We're looking at Wednesday. I don't have it in front of me. We're looking at Wednesday now.
We're going to do it on the first day of the show. We're still locking in the time sometime on Wednesday. But when we get that squared away, you know, there'll be a big press release and all that kind of stuff. We'll get all our friends and make sure they can schedule it into their day accordingly and join us for a nice little photo op. We got some big hitters already committed there, Dave. I had Megan Haney Greer. She's going to join us, and so we'll bring in a bunch of people. We'll have a good old time.
It'll be awesome, and we'll have some really good times,
Absolutely.
And of course.
All right.
Of course, Dave. I'll be there, Jerry the Diver.
Yeah, of course. That's a big celebrity in its own
right. Well, I'm worried about that.
Yeah. He'll have spring water, though, which, you know, has a little bit more of
the Beneath the Sea show.
Okay. Yeah. But it'll have a little bit more kick to it than the stuff you might be sampling today at Beer Fest. You hear what I'm saying, Dave?
If we're bringing up Dave, can we feel that pool?
Well,
hey, it's all good.
It's all good. That's right. Dave knows how it works. And we've talked about this, whether filling it. One of these days we're going to see about filling up the Go Dive Now pool with rum or something
spring water.
We probably shouldn't. But I don't know.
We could set the top on fire if we use spring water.
All right. Just stop it. It's just not a good thing. Dave has to be official.
Jeff, I think we have to put him to sleep. getting a little too rowdy right now.
Yes, okay. Well, you go do what you got to do and protect the pool for tomorrow, and we'll see you down there, buddy, okay?
You're the man, Dave.
It's all a good deal. We'll see you tomorrow, and of course, at DEMA, it'll be awesome.
Absolutely. Big Wave Dave with the Cayman Go Dive Now pool. GoDiveNow.com is a place you can go to and see where he's going to be and all that kind of good
Remember,
stuff.
Remember, Dave, turn that water heater off for DEMA.
What do you mean?
Oh, no, turn it on.
Yeah.
Me and Greg are warm water wusses.
Well, that's true, yeah. And it'll be wintertime in Vegas. That water could get cold, Casey.
I think it'd be a good test for you.
What do you mean?
Oh, no.
I don't want
that much stress, Casey.
No, yes.
Oh, that's right. Stress is bad.
That's right.
Stress is good, but stress is bad.
It'd be bad for my heart. I got to have nice warm water, let everybody carry my gear for me. I'm going to milk this for as long as I can,
boys.
Milk
it for all it's worth, Greg.
Yes, oh, I don't blame you.
Right.
Make Jerry carry everything.
Well, okay. Well, you'll be there too, Casey, so...
Anyway. I have a bad back.
Okay, all right. He's got his excuse already filed accordingly, as he should. Good stuff. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Damn.
Where it's wetter.
Yeah, that'll work. Safe diving, everyone.
Who's drunk?
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.